This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. New York City prosecutors have charged 26-year-old Luigi Mangione with second-degree murder in last week's killing of the United Healthcare chief executive officer. Mangione busted in Altoona, Pennsylvania, when a customer in a McDonald's recognized Mangione. Mangione could face an extradition hearing Wednesday. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
In some dark corner, this killer is being hailed as a hero. Hear me on this. He is no hero. The real hero in this story is the person who called 911 at McDonald's this morning.
A federal judge in Phoenix sentenced polygamous leader Samuel Bateman to 50 years in prison for coercing girls as young as 9 into criminal sex acts with him. He claimed 20 spiritual wives. The United Nations says Syria's public sector has come to a complete and abrupt halt. The rebels overthrew President Bashar al-Assad. This is ABC News. Turn me on. TikTok keeps trying to get out from under a U.S. law requiring it be sold to a U.S.-approved owner or be banned.
TikTok has filed an emergency motion aimed at stopping a potential ban on the social media app that is set to take effect next month. The company says it's appealing an earlier decision that ruled the ban could move forward, now sending the issue to the Supreme Court. TikTok drew attention to the economic impacts of a ban, claiming small businesses on the platform stand to lose around $1 billion if the app is taken off American app stores. Mike DeBussy, ABC News.
Sotheby's announced that the oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments will be auctioned. The 155-pound marble slab dates to 300 to 800 A.D., unearthed during railroad excavations along the southern coast of Israel in 1913, and at first not recognized as historically significant. It goes on the block December 18th. Sotheby's says it could draw $2 million. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
100.9 FM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across
tonight,
Wisconsin.
Tuesday,
find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
High of 31. 18 Tuesday night, flurries are possible. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, cold, and breezy. A high of 23 with flurries.
It's the Bucks and the Magic
Thursday
tonight.
Just
hi, I'm Mike Clemens with
Friday,
sports. The Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers says, with Chris Middleton back, the Bucks finally have some depth.
You know, with Chris eventually starting at some point, you know, you'll have Gary and TP and A.J. Green. And boy, we're finally going to say we have a bench.
College basketball, the Badgers in Champaign tonight to take on Illinois. Badgers dropping from 11th to 20th in the AP Top 25 poll yesterday after losing last week to Michigan and Marquette. College football, quarterback Tyler Van Dyke announcing he's leaving Wisconsin, entering the transfer portal. Baseball meetings continue in Dallas. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold asks if they'll move Bryce Terang or Joey Ortiz to play shortstop now that Willie Adames has signed with the Giants.
We have several alternatives there like Terang, Ortiz, etc. up the middle if needed, but Willie was, you know, among the best shortstops in the history of our franchise.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a moviegoer who likes Thanksgiving leftovers, you probably found something to enjoy at the movies this past weekend. Only one new release was able to crack the top 5, and only 3 flicks cracked the top 10. In first place, to no one's surprise, was Moana 2, which pulled in another $52 million in its second weekend in theaters. Coming in second place was Wicked, with a $34 million haul and $320 million take worldwide. And third place is Gladiator 2, with $12.5 million. Indian action mystery thriller Pushpa 2, The Rule, brought in in almost $10 million on just 1,200 screens to grab fourth place. Red One took fifth place. A24's latest, Y2K, pulled in a disappointing $2 million in its first weekend release, good for eighth place. A re-release of Christopher Nolan's Interstellar took sixth place with $4.5 million on only 165 screens nationwide. There should be some big box office activity this coming week with the release of a new Lord of the Rings film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for the area in the overnight. A breezy west to northwest wind up around 20 miles per hour. And lows dropping back into the lower and mid 20s. On Tuesday, we'll see partly sunny skies. Northwest wind still a bit breezy. Highs close to 30 degrees. It's 30 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Williams will be back in the studio to discuss the latest in politics and what's happening with the economy. Join us.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Peach Wabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Missed you guys over the weekend. Great to be back. We're going to light it up tonight. Great to have you with me on this Monday night. I don't know if it's just me, but Monday nights are a little less depressing. Or Mondays in general, when you're leading up to Christmas. So to me, I don't even get, like, for the next two or three Mondays, I'm not even, not that I'm depressed, but they don't feel as bad. Am I right, Conrad?
You know, I also think that it was warm out today.
Yeah, that helps.
So I was just happy going inside and being like, wow, I don't have to wear a coat if I don't want to.
I went with the tropics, dude. You got a nice windbreaker on or a shawl or something. But, yeah, I hear you. It was great just to have warm weather back for a little bit. But welcome to Nightlight, folks. That is the voice of Conrad. He is riding shotgun as usual, producing the show tonight. And I am your humble host, Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me wherever you are joining us from in the state of Wisconsin. It is great to have you as we put the day behind us and settle in with hopefully some laughs and some movie and TV talk, some current events, what's going on in the state. I'll tell you what, I have tickets to Frank's Christmas down the block at the Meyer Theater in a couple weekends. I'm so excited to go see that. I've seen Frank's stuff online. I've never been to a live performance. My parents have been to several. And they're like, you got to check it out. It's great. This is before I was even doing this show. So just having Frank in here so often and just what a great guest he is. I can't wait. I'm excited to see the show. And everybody I know in the whole ensemble is just great. So that's something to look forward to. I think we all have these things, whether it's family or making Christmas cookies together or whatever it is. Just help these weeks go by a little faster and bring cheer to our lives. So this is exciting to have you guys with me. We're gonna bang this out Monday style. Here's what we're gonna do. Here's the plan for Nightlight tonight. At 6:35, our long lost friend Kristen Lierley will be here. Dr. Kristen Lierley, as you might know her, she dipped her toe in politics for a few months and ran a very admirable campaign. That was unsuccessful, which we are sad for her, but we're glad to have her back as a guest. We don't really do politics on this show, and we would have had to have her opponent on the show, and I just didn't want to get into all that. But Kristen is coming back as a doctor and someone who's going to have a very frank conversation with us tonight, like she always does about health, because she's not all that. She's made me blush a couple times, Conrad. I don't know about you, but she's willing. She goes there, and she says things. So, like only a doctor, Kristen has a lot of fun. We're going to talk to her about Oscars that are coming up, and she's a big Oscar fan. And we're going to play a game that I made up called Symptoms, where I'm going to ask Kristen what the first thing that comes to her mind when she uses certain symptoms. And she's going to give us some time to hold on to anything but who I am. partaking in it don't involve chemicals, you know, drugs or painkillers or whatever. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Nice to have home remedies and natural things to it's always fun to hear it somewhere in 5 or 6 minutes. Last time she brought a drink that had less sensitive than Conrad, and that was not a fan. I liked the flavor. There was this texture. I don't even know whose most sensitive was. That's what freaked me out. But I know people eat the placenta, and it's supposed to bring health benefits, whatever. But anyway, Kristen's always fun. She'll be here at 6:35. She'll have a great time. Then at 7:20, this is exciting too, folks. We have talked cigars on this show one time before with Ron Kapeski from Appleton Cigar. So he was on the show 2-3 months ago, maybe in the summer. We smoked a cigar a little bit. We did a couple gags. We had a great talk. Ron's a good guy. Cigar shop is fantastic. You gotta check it out. But one of his suppliers, I think that's the relationship because they work together. Maybe more details. The articles are right at 7:20. But Rose Bobby could be there from Legacy Cigars. Lemon. Another great talk about cigars. I love a good cigar. I don't smoke them often, but it's a fun social thing to do. And Rose, I think, is one of the few women in the game. So that will be fun too. And Rose says she's an open book, so we'll see. We've got two women coming on tonight that are open books. Kristen will talk about that. I'm going to be impressed with Rose. Kristen, don't be. But we'll talk cigars and kind of how she got started. What is so great about this is now the fact that she's not here, she can't bring us cigars anymore. So that's kind of weird.
There's always trouble.
Right, because that went over so well last week. I left the apartment with my people. He left like muffins and coffee out all night. He just left. What do you think's gonna happen? We're not getting those. There's call letters right in the window here. Anyhow. But those are our guests. Kristen at 6:35, Rose Bob. And you can't beat lighting it up with someone who is in the cigar wrap. See what I did there, Conrad? That's how you light it up.
That's how you light it up.
You have someone on the show who knows damn well how to light it up. So that'll be fun. Today is National. Oh, first, before we get into this, I want to say this. There's a great video that went viral over the weekend, over the course of the last week. Involving Dick Van Dyke and Chris Martin. Both of them. And it was just a really... I don't know the genesis of it, or Chris Martin's a huge Dick Van Dyke fan. He's approaching him. He's still pretty sharp. And in this video, Chris Martin sings this great song. Where's that song?
All My Love.
All My Love. He sings the song. Dick Van Dyke kind of dances around, sings along at times. We see Dick Van Dyke's family. It's just such a neat video to celebrate this guy's life. I mean, Dick Van Dyke, by all accounts, a Hollywood legend with the movies he's done, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, very popular in my show. The guy's in his own, and it was fun to see Chris Martin playing the piano.
Right, so, oh, they go standing that I've been in, all the breaking, all the healing, all the things that I wish I'd done all right, all the days that I was carrying, all the chances I was carrying, but still I'm lending their reason, and I, my hand is on it on film. Do you believe this man? I was playing.
I can't believe it.
My hair when I was dancing in the cold. I'm thanking all of you, Spike Jones and his crew. Come back when I turn 100 years old.
Okay. He just so small.
To your city. It's just such a great bit. That's at the end. That's after he sings the song.
Cincinnati, and we all got really happy. Grabbed a bowl of that skyline chili along the way.
To our question of the night, along with the film, the fact that we rolled on Canton,
scared the hell out of Marilyn Manson, and the party started happening.
One of my favorite songs or movie moments when the song happened night,
we ran into Jessica White, and a little moonshine got us right from smacking
Chris Benoit, and we're coming.
Let's talk about the question.
Questions.
Risky Business, where Tom Cruise, I guess he's lip-syncing, but we can count that. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where he's singing Shake It Up on the Float. Julia Robertson, my best friend, setting. Singing There's so many great songs. So what is your favorite one? What's your favorite sing-along song? It's 855-755. Let us know. We're texting something at 1-800-VERY-GOES-TOMS. Just log in to the download it. Our show is listening to mine on statewide. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come on. Very easy. Let us know. Get in touch with us at Ray. Just get in touch.
We're going to play our guitars.
Dumb and Dumber. All right, we'll do that last week. Another one. Awesome Bird.
I was going to say that.
Too good.
Did
we play that?
We did.
Last week.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the question. Christy Meyer is here at 635. Rose Bomber, who plays at CDRs at 720. She's going to help us light it up. Get it? I know you do. This is H-Wop. Civic Media. Radio.
Hi, it's Carl from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. Wishing you a joyous Christmas season filled with love, laughter, and safe travels.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee heated tough shell jacket and vest today at Napa and Richland Center.
News
basketball.
From the center,
this Milwaukee heated jacket and vest has a
Matt
Nair
on
function
air
that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket
Michigan
and vest are
man
built
leads
to
lawnmower
last long.
Chase
with
I'll
tough
stop
shell
says the suspect instead he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
Napa, the deputy Richland has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The
Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what were two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was basically, it was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Our question tonight is, what is the best sing-along game? 855-745-2414, 'Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Great to have you with us. She's all awesome.
All the weather outside.
Sherry says Bohemian Rhapsody from the movie. Or anytime, really. I think she means Wayne's World. That is
since we've no place to go.
Jim from Brickfield.
Oh, Jim. How's it going, Jim?
It's going well, Mr. Schwab and Conrad. My favorite sing-along, and I know it's kind of old and maybe cheesy, but Auld Lang Syne at the end of It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed. You know, that to me is a good sing-along. I mean, Auld Lang Syne, you know, around the holidays, and to me, to end the movie where they're all singing and posting. I've been at, you know, holiday get-togethers where that movie's on tape or whatever, and people actually sing along to Auld Lang Syne when that comes on to end the movie.
That's a great one, too, Jim. And just when you're at a New Year's Eve party and people start singing it, it does happen. Like in the movie, it's totally unbelievable when they break out into it. And when you see what just happened over the course of George Bailey's life, oh, it's phenomenal. That's a great one. Thanks so much. Have a great night. All right, good to see you.
But my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow.
Yes.
Let it snow.
A little bit softer.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Great scene. Iconic. Unfortunately, I was in blues bars after that, where idiots would just yell out, "Otis, my man." And it's like, wanting to relive their Animal House days. So stupid. I just felt like embarrassed in front of the band and people shouting that out. But in that movie, it's so perfect.
A little bit of
that's a great one, Jack.
A little bit of bacon, a little bit of beans, a little bit of you loving up on me. A little bit of how it's supposed to be.
Shows this weekend. We're doing a really cool thing, folks. Coming up on Christmas, Civic Media is going to have like a 24-hour Christmas carol thing and give people
you don't have to
day
worry
off, some of the show hosts, Christmas carol thing. That's awesome. Very, words are my thing. We're going to have like 24 hours of Christmas carols, and Civic Media is going to kick that off with Nightlight. We're going to move it up a couple hours from 4 to 6 on New Year's Eve. We are going to do a show. It might be recorded the day before, but what we're asking listeners for are fun Christmas stories, fun Christmas cookie stories, your favorite carols, whatever. And we have a special email you guys can send those into. So start sending those into nightlight@civicmedia.us. NITELITE@civicmedia.us. Your favorite Christmas songs, a favorite Christmas story you want to share. And that will kick us off into the Christmas holiday with enough of a Christmas carol for 24 hours. Should be a lot of fun. Email us, and we'll remind you again of the email at some point in the show. Kristen Lyerly is coming up next after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. This is Nightlight with Peach Wild on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. New York City prosecutors have charged 26-year-old Luigi Mangione with second-degree murder, last week's killing of the United Healthcare chief executive officer. Mangione busted in Altoona, Pennsylvania, when a customer in a McDonald's recognized Mangione. Mangione could face an extradition hearing Wednesday. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
In some dark corners, this killer is being hailed as a hero. Hear me on this. He is no hero. Story is the person who called 911 at McDonald's this morning.
A federal judge in Phoenix sentenced polygamous leader Samuel Bateman to 50 years in prison for coercing girls as young as 9 into criminal sex acts with him. He claimed 20 spiritual wives. The United Nations says Syria's public sector has come to a complete and abrupt halt after rebels overthrew President Bashar al-Assad. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's the
Bucks and the Magic tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Five Surf Farm. Doc Rivers says with Chris Middleton back, the Bucks finally have some depth.
You know, with Chris eventually starting at some point, you know, you all have Gary and TP and A.J. Green. And boy, we're finally going to say we have a bench.
College basketball, the Badgers in Champaign tonight to take on Illinois. The Badgers dropping from 11th to 20th in the AP Top 25 poll yesterday after losing last week to Michigan and Marquette. College football, quarterback Tyler Van Dyke announcing he's leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. Baseball meetings continue in Dallas. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold asked if they'll move Bryce Turan or Joey Ortiz to play shortstop. Now that Willie Adames signed with the Giants.
We have several alternatives there, like Turan, Ortiz, et cetera, up the middle if needed, but Willie was, you know, among the best shortstops in the history of our franchise.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Emilia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez, and is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? I am. The film is available on Netflix, not too far behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is The Brutalist, a brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce, all three of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Beach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 30 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 20. Tomorrow some light snow showers. It'll be windy with falling temperatures. We'll be in the low single digits by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist John Cable. Temperature now 30.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frost.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your game?
Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber in places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jazz Gallery for the Arts in Milwaukee is having a fundraiser. We'll find out how you can help out, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, this is Johnny Rise, also Uncle Rico, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sing-along scene in a movie. We've got Top Gun, Deer Hunter, Risky Business, Ferris Bueller, Muppets, Peanuts, Bohemian Rhapsody from Wayne's World,
how things ought to be. Yeah, there'd be a lot of changes.
So there are all kinds of things. There's some examples to get you going, but let us know. 855-7-4-8-4-2-855-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-
Shining sea,
but you're back now.
Proud of it, and all.
Well, hear about it. Right.
I have a song. We go together at the very end when they're at the carnival.
But you can't deny that people still cry. They laugh and they smile and they hurt. And that's my humble opinion.
Together.
What it's worth. Cause what this country needs is a little more steel guitar.
It's just a bunch of nonsense. That's why it's such a great song.
Maybe.
I'd only picked you, took you home, set you on the counter, oh, at least a time or two. Maybe she'd have thought it through.
So we don't have the pipeline to train the doctors to get out to the areas where we need to be able to provide health care. And this isn't just about obstetrics. You know, we're losing labor and delivery units in rural areas all across the country. I mean, Waukaka is losing labor. We lost Medford in October. We lost a couple in the west.
It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. That Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue.
And your diabetes.
Cause you ain't complaining, weren't allowed. And mamma's ass. If every night I stayed at a Bible, every front porch had a swing. Every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Maybe this crazy world will straighten up and slow on down.
For many of these,
if every town had a mammal's ass.
Right.
Yeah. I want, that's probably the way that we have a big that they're up there.
She'd ask if I was hungry,
you know what I mean?
Every 30 seconds. Say things like hellfire, charnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summer.
Kristen, and you're being heroic.
She had a lot of great ideas.
Shucking corn to my fingers,
sir.
No telling who I'd have been without mammal's ass.
Have you seen the movie, baby?
Every night staying at a Bible, every front porch has a swing. Every backyard and a garden, every front door has a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world will straighten up.
Or they make it so that she's a mom and things are different.
So she moves to the middle of nowhere up in Vermont.
He said Shepherd's awesome.
Yeah, they did when I watched the clock tonight. I know right where I'd be. I walk in and get a big old and a bigger glass of tea.
Trailer for a Lifemark movie that we think would be a fun movie to watch this time of year. Lifemark's very melancholy Christmas continues with this week's film, The Christmas Shoes.
The holiday spirit is alive in the little town of Port Denmark, Wisconsin. The picturesque streets are lined with Christmas lights and good cheer. And Christmas cheer is teeming in the people of Port Denmark and in a very special pair of shoes.
Honey, these shoes were handed down from your great-grandmother to your grandmother to me. And now I'm giving them to you. We've all met the love of our lives while we were wearing the Christmas shoes. And if you're wearing them when you're proposed to, your marriage will be full of love and romance and prosperity. You and Derek are so good together. If Derek doesn't propose, I don't want it to be because you weren't wearing the Christmas shoes. Oh, sweetheart, he would be a fool to let you go. Christmas.
Thanks, Mom. This Christmas, feel the love of the Christmas shoes playing all month long on Lifemark.
My first question is, what kind of shoes are you?
Conrad plays Derek. They're a couple. Yeah. They're getting married, so.
Well, I think they're high tops.
They're high tops. Probably high tops. It's Conrad.
And they're just, they form to your feet. No size needed.
Right. That's just what you look for in a mate. So if you need to clean it, they're right there. I didn't even like you to cry when you came in here.
He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good.
for goodness sake.
What's the best? I'm going to get into
you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not laugh. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus. The shape of your feet. Yeah, no, we won't go there.
Yes, Santa Claus.
We don't go there. We don't have the conversation. I don't want to know what he does in his free time. I'm sure he doesn't want to know what I want to do. You brought one of your children.
Hello
here.
From the Creative Outlet, where we carry Lindsay, clothing brands that you love to wear, selling at resale prices.
On the eighth day of Christmas, Court and Main gave to me 10% off $25 purchase, 15% off $50 purchase, 20% off $75 purchase, and 25% off $100 purchase. Buy more, save more.
Season's greetings from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. May your holiday season be filled with happiness, health, and safety.
Water? Water. If you had to pick one incredibly
organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back this country.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You
are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves body.
Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
When the night falls on that man, I want to cry and you lie.
Welcome back. Christmas fans are chiming in. Hey, by the way, if you have a question for Dr. Lyle, don't hesitate to ask it. We'll have fun with it. If she can't answer it, I'm sure we'll learn.
Will my face turn toward the wall?
Yeah, okay. So if you do have a medical question or concern, reach out to us on the text line. Go to the little bit of the stream and let us know. We can talk to Kristen directly. Josh gave his email. I don't think I should read that on the air.
Yeah.
It just made me not want to get him to go to the bathroom anymore. Whatever it is. Tom off from Jackson continues. How much water should an adult drink every day? Our first medical question.
Well, suit and tie professional. Six figures, no decimal on paper. What a life that would be.
I got to track down addresses. It can be expensive. You got to go to the post office. Because I do like reading. Even the Christmas letters, too, are as they lay right, or how do I strengthen? I get one of those things. He thought that he was that's what I've heard. Stood a German
soldier. They're in a closet. Falling
flakes of wine. Two acting yoga for one hand. Let's get that operation. If I wrote you a handwritten letter, the chicken's probably misinterpreted or something. Civic Media's award-winning news, and then when we come back, we're going to play a game called Symptoms. And all of you have them. Some of you take them too seriously, some not seriously. But that game will be fun. You won't want to miss that. Be Chihuahua tonight on Civic Media from Radio Network.
The Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 26-year-old Luigi Mangione now charged with second-degree murder in the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Manhattan last week. Mangione was arrested at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania on Monday. ABC's Josh Einiger, who's there, says police found
three sloppily written, handwritten pages in his backpack that law enforcement found. They referred specifically to United Healthcare and spoke about his disdain for the healthcare industry, including these specific quotes. Quoting now, these parasites had it coming.
Syria's prime minister says most cabinet members are back at work following the overthrow of President Bashar Assad's government. People have been gathering at the gates of the notorious Saidnaya prison in Damascus looking for loved ones. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the stand in his long-running corruption trial in Tel Aviv. He's also facing an international arrest warrant for war crimes as the fighting in Gaza continues. This is ABC News.